open my harpsichord, the first thing that catches my eye is the prawn painted on the soundboard. It marches confidently between a carnation and a sprig of borage. It is a prawn with a story. My harpsichord is based on the Flemish harpsichords of the 17th century harpsichord-building family, Rukkers, who lived in Antwerp. Their instruments were generally highly decorated, including the soundboard. Research shows that each builder had their own painter doing soundboards. Their inspiration came from the pattern books of the time. Tulipomania was well reflected on their soundboards, as well as other bulbs, including the narcissus and lilies. Roses are very popular, and often small insects can be seen climbing on the stems. Many feature the familiar European birds, but also some exotic birds, such as turkeys, hoopoes, and parrots. Some fanciful combinations are included, such as a huge turkey perching on a delicate tulip stem. Some later soundboards include scenes, such as a courting couple being served wine, a knight on his horse, and a group of monkeys playing instruments and singing. So on to my prawn. I was a student at WITS when my harpsichord was built by Bill Robson in Noortuk. Before the instrument had its strings put on, my teacher John Coulter and I flew down to Cape Town to paint the soundboard. We were equipped with a kit from the Early Music Shop of London, which provides templates, paint and instructions on how to paint a Flemish soundboard. In the historical background section of the kit, mention was made that prawns were sometimes painted on the soundboard. I searched through the templates and there was no prawn. My mother, who was funding the airfare, was insistent that there should be a prawn. On the final day of painting, there was still no sign of the prawn, just an empty space waiting for its arrival. So I bravely looked up prawn in Bill's World Book Encyclopedia, and it just said sea shrimp. So I traced the shrimp and painted him a vibrant orange on the soundboard. Antwerp was one of the most important ports in Baroque Europe. Unsurprisingly, artists from there sometimes painted the abundance of fish markets or added oysters or lobsters to their still lives. It was just one more step to paint a prawn on a harpsichord soundboard. Here is a Rukkers harpsichord from 1624, used in this performance of the first movement of the E-flat major trio sonata by Bach. Hilla Pearl plays Viola da Gamba and Christine Schoensheim the harpsichord.
Thank you.
was the first movement from the E-flat major trio sonata by Bach. Hilla Pearl played viola da gamba and Christine Schönsheim the harpsichord. FM.